Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024, 9:10 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you, David?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Man, but yeah, wake up to tax day. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you've already done it and you're past those pains, but yeah, today is the day to the last official day to file your taxes. Of course, I think you can get extensions in some cases, but you're going to want to finish that this evening if you haven't already.
Yeah, you want it postmarked by today, so if you're here in one of our rural areas, you know, you can go into the big city and drop it in a post office box before midnight. But you may want to get it done before 5.
Yeah.
If you're here in the Red Rock.
And if you're doing it on paper and not on a computer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess pressing send is how a lot of people do it now.
Yeah. Yeah, at least that's how we did it. But anyways, yeah, hopefully a nice return comes your way, but if not, well, it's just what it is. So again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a bunch of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, talk about weather a little bit. Today's supposed to be a bit cooler and about 5 to 10 degrees below normal. And then there's potential for snow up in the high mountains today and running into tomorrow. Wind advisories in place as well. So, again, we haven't, I guess that is spring in the Red Rock country. It's not fully committed to warmth, but it's still pretty nice relative to what it's been.
Yeah, and it's nice relative to what it's going to be, too. I mean, we know we're going to have several turns, so you got to enjoy it while you can. Yep. And just hang on when it's not good.
Yeah, it'll get there. It'll get better. Well, we've got quite a bit of news for you and happenings throughout the area, and especially looking in southwest Colorado. There's a meeting going to happen with Montezuma County Board of County Commissioners. They're going to be meeting with Dolores County Commissioners to discuss a proposed Lower Dolores River National Conservation Area. Commissioners are meeting in Dove Creek today, this afternoon. For informational purposes, no decisions to be made, but that's a big deal. Once again, a proposed conservation area along the lower Dolores River, and like any sort of public lands decision, there's folks cheering it on and folks that are see some potential issues with it. So that's something local elected representatives are going to meet and chat about today in Dove Creek.
National conservation area, in some circles it's called possibly a national monument. Different levels of protection or closing off depending upon your perspective, but yeah. That Dolores River Canyon country is in the spotlight. We'll see. Yep. what happens.
Yeah So very interesting. Yeah, we'll be interested to follow that as it moves along. Taking a look at some other news in the Cortez area, the Journal, the Cortez Journal, reporting on a mental health center, therapy center, is going to be open soon after the abrupt closure of Integrated Insight Community Care in January. Local Cortez therapist Annie Diaz announced that she and her team from Integrated Insight are opening a medical health clinic in Cortez called Sand Canyon Therapy. In the report from the Journal, closure came about because Integrated Insight's insurer, Rocky Mountain Health Plans, ended its contract with the group, citing concerns about patient safety and other allegations. Diaz said that she and her team found out the closure from Rocky Mountain and heard that the president of the company would be stepping down. So they're stepping up to fill in some of those needs. You can read about their history, you know, what their plans are moving forward. But mental health, of course, such a big issue throughout the country, and they are trying to address those needs once again in Cortez after unexpected closure of a larger center. So Sand Canyon Therapy, again, opening to serve folks in the Cortez area. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you this morning. One other item just to make you aware of course, we've been, it's spring, so it's warm for a minute and cool for a minute, but it's definitely summer when the Blanding City Independence Day celebration comes up. This year's theme is going to be American Dreams, and their scheduled event is coming soon, with parade entries opening on May 1st and option to vote for Citizen of the Year. That's open now. Vendors applications are open. So again, it's a big deal in the area, especially in Blanding. And so I know a lot of folks are getting anxious and getting excited, making their Independence Day plans in Blanding.
Ah, well, and we're just announcing it, but if you've celebrated the 4th of July in Blanding, you have a pretty good indication that planning for the 4th of July begins on the 5th of July. It's a big
event. Yeah, for the next year. Yep. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it and a lot of volunteers it's a pretty neat thing, and they're getting closer, so if you're going to be involved, start tracking what this City of Blanding is doing, application deadlines for certain things coming up. So that's a big celebration coming up. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on 92.7.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder lawn programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace yard and garden tools. Plus, discounts on Eco lawn equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024, 9:19 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the area, including the city of Monticello, where the secondary water is being charged today. So you're going to want to close your valves to prevent water loss. And if you see any leakage or water from the ground pipes may have broken during the winter, you're going to want to call the Monticello City office. So, secondary water system getting charged up. That's another sign of spring that, again, it's been going back and forth.
Yeah, so just be aware today, if you drive by and you see strange water going down your neighbor's gutter, got to figure it out. Every time, not every year, every once in a while we'll have flooded basements and all sorts of problems as they charge that system.
Yep.
So. And there's going to be water in that system this summer, too. Yahoo.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Monticello City approved the green water rate, least expensive, most available water rate that they can. Of course, we still We still live in a desert, but it's nice to know you've got some water available to you this summer.
And they chose well when they figured out the color for that, because it's going to be green.
Green, yep. Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The 25th Navajo Nation Council is convening at the Navajo Nation Capitol for their opening day of the 2024 Spring Council session. That's starting today. They've got a bunch of items on their agenda. They've got a bunch of awareness events and celebrations as well. Including today, they're having a Sexual Assault Awareness Month recognition, wearing turquoise to acknowledge Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Also, tomorrow is Women's Leadership Day with members wearing pink. They're having a special ceremony to recognize and honor 32 women delegates who have served throughout the history of the Navajo Nation Council. Wednesday is the Navajo Nation Flag Day. Thursday, Alcohol Awareness Month. Friday, Child Abuse Awareness Month recognition. So a bunch of different recognitions for issues and needs, and as well as celebrations, all part of that opening week of the spring session. It'll be really interesting to follow Navajo Nation Council. Of course, they're always taking on a bunch of big tasks, but one of the biggest, the American Rescue Plan Act funds are got to be spent, I believe, or designated by the end of the year. So there are a lot of funds received, and I know quite a bit spent, but I think there's still quite a bit remaining. So it's going to be interesting to see how the council is able to spend those funds and improve life on the Navajo Nation. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. This isn't, I guess, necessarily big news, but kind of interesting. Came across this morning. Of course, you remember in November of, was it 2020? Yeah, of course, November 2020, folks were getting ready for Thanksgiving, and some DWR officers were riding around in a helicopter tracking some bighorn sheep, and they found this big metal monolith out in the desert.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this big triangle-shaped piece of metal artwork, installed. I think they were able to track on after finding it and go back in Google Maps, and I think they said it had been up for about 4 years before it was widely known. Of course, lots of folks visited it, and then it was taken down a couple days later. And anyways, the story being that since that one has been discovered, 238 other similar structures have appeared across the world to date. So that's
and I like the it appears too. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's an ancient civilization that has come back and left a tribute to. I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's two. There's definitely two ways to read that. You know, there's the one conspiracy brain that we finally found these things, 237 times in the past 4 years, or, more likely someone thought, hey, that was really cool. Someone's board of tourism was like, you know what would get people to
brilliant.
Remote spot in Scotland? What if we got someone to put one of these up and we acted surprised by it?
I'm intrigued by it. I'm the conspiracy theory that intrigues me is where is the monolith? And it's in a warehouse. It's in a government warehouse somewhere, just like the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones lore.
Bill says it belongs in a museum. He wants it in a museum.
I'd like it at City Park in Monticello.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe if they put it out there, they'd have to put a security fence around it. I mean, that just triggered a circus.
Yeah.
When that was found, and everyone went out there, and some local people knocked it over and took it away, and the BLM eventually got it. I think they wanted to put it somewhere, but there's really no ownership.
Yeah.
That was claimed of it, because if you claimed ownership,
you're paying a fine.
Yeah,
for
you may get in trouble. So
that. Yeah.
So just like the Ark of the Covenant, it's going to sit in some warehouse smoldering. Yeah. Yep. Just like Jumanji. That's the three things. We got Ark of the Covenant, the Jumanji
board game,
and the monolith.
Man. Well, Bill's gonna
man,
find a way
I'm
to get to the bottom
of this. Spinning
out of control
with conspiracy today.
Yeah. Well, here's the question: Do you think it's stored at Mount Rushmore, or do you think it's in the granite safes up in Cottonwood Canyon?
Oh.
Where do you think they've hidden it?
I don't know, but I would imagine that if you run a beta wave scan, it's putting off some significant signals to the mothercraft to come and get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty.
I think it's here in the canyon country.
Yeah.
It's not
so
at Mount
too.
Rushmore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you hear that. That's the tinfoil on our hats that's slipping off. But that was quite the thing.
He's had tinfoil here in the studio for years. I didn't know why, and it was for that moment.
Yeah. Good enough. We're definitely off the rails this morning. Good way to start the work week, I guess.
Yeah, it's tax day.
Yep.
We need something.
Yeah. Well, good enough. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We've got more news and items coming your way. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more goings-ons here in Red Rock Country on 92.7.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT. It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off, and they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 15th, 2024, 9:30 a.m. on this Monday morning.
Yeah, that song we just heard, Informer by Snow, was the number one song in the land 31 years ago today, 1993. You know, we do every day we have a different year that we do. So on the 15th of every month, it's 1993. And 1 month ago, that was still the number one song.
Mm.
So I think that's the first time we've done that. So anyway. Reggae musician Snow spent 7 weeks at number one on the U.S. charts. On this day in history, the Titanic sunk on this day in 1912, and Notre Dame caught fire in Paris on this day in 2019. So I guess we've got tax day karma going on.
Yeah, the Ides of April.
The Ides, that's right. Of course, today is tax day. The Internal Revenue Service is running out of patience with you. Income tax was first started during the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln signed the law that created an income tax. Sales tax first started in 1921, so it's just a little over 100 years old for sales tax. Income tax became the primary source of income for the United States government in the 1950s. But it's payday for the federal government today, that's for sure. But I don't think they're bringing in as much as they're going to spend. So, Americans spend their tax refunds in different ways. The number one thing to do is to pay off debt. 27% report doing that. 24% say they save the money. 13% treat themselves. New shoes, clothes, go to dinner or something. 11% say they spend it on necessities like school lunch for children and toiletries and just day-to-day living. 10% like a big purchase. We've got car commercials going on of, hey, take that tax refund and buy a car with it. 10% do that. 8% go on vacation, and 3% buy a gift for someone. Today is McDonald's Day on April 15th. Ray Kroc opened his first McDonald's restaurant in Illinois. Of course, the original McDonald's were in San Bernardino area in California, but Ray Kroc opened his first. Now McDonald's Corporation has a net worth of $36 billion. So it's McDonald's Day. Jackie Robinson Day is April 15th of every year. It's the debut of one of the biggest icons in Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson. So that's kind of cool. Let's see what else is going on today. Birthdays today. Actresses named Emma are celebrating birthdays today. Emma Watson is 34 years old today. Of course, played Hermione. That's how I pronounced it when I was reading it to my kids until they corrected me. It's Hermione, Dad. Man, I'm a boomer sometimes. Hermione in the Harry Potter series. Emma Thompson is 65 years old today. Great actress. In fact, she's won Academy Awards for acting and writing. So she's one of the best. Leonardo da Vinci was born on this day in 1452. Elizabeth Montgomery was born on April 15th, 1933. She passed away in 1995. She was Samantha in Bewitched. Could crinkle her nose and magic would result. Roy Clark, the star of Hee Haw, was born on this day in 1933. It was a TV show in the 70s when Hee Haw came on, it was time to go back outside. But I ended up watching it most of the time anyway. He'd have been 91 years old, but he died a few years ago. Chris Stapleton, singer Chris Stapleton, is 46 years old today. He was on SNL over the weekend. Author Corrie Ten Boom was born on April 15th, 1892. She died in 1983. She wrote The Hiding Place, based on her family's experiences hiding Jewish refugees in the Netherlands during World War II. Corrie Ten Boom. A lot of local birthdays today. Birthdays today for Malcolm Lehi, Mitzi Joseph, Bronze Eldridge, Julia Brooks, Jasmine Martinez, Frankie Knuckles, Janessa Bowering Proctor, and Troy Montgomery. And of course, we just completed a weekend. We like to mention our weekend birthdays just passed. Carrie Hill, Pam Tolley, Samantha Randolph, Josh Tuttle, Morgan Prophet, Jennifer Johnson, Dustin Brown, Jessica Randolph, Chad Beanland, and Netta Johnson. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com. We got so carried away in our monolith story that I forgot to give funeral notices today. Funeral services are this morning in Blanding for Darwin J. Bergman. Public viewing begins at 10 o'clock with funeral services at 11 at the Blanding Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on 800 North in Blanding. Bergman passed away at the age of 85. Funeral services for Benita Skowgard, age 84, of Monticello, begin at 2 p.m. on Friday at the North Monticello Chapel of the LDS Church. Visitation from 11 a.m. to 1:30. Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, is a postmaster in Bluff for many years, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter of Moab begin at noon on Saturday at Old City Park in Moab. Celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th on North Mildred Avenue in Cortez. Starts at 1 p.m. Sandra Torres, age 76, the wife of David Torres, passed away on April 12th at San Juan Hospital in Monticello. Cremation has taken place and a private service will take place at a later date. You can send condolences to the family at SpanishValleyMortuary.com. And Audrey Galbraith passed away on March 18th at the age of 94. Audrey and her husband Milt started Milt's Stop and Eat in Moab. It's a classic place in Moab to eat to this day. Friends are invited to share in honoring her memory at the Community Church of Moab on Monday, July 20th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair and job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We're going to send you over to those and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email msladesanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Monticello City has seasonal positions now open for the summer. Positions include a city groundskeeper slash recreation assistant, golf course grounds and maintenance crew members, a golf course pro shop attendant, and swimming pool lifeguards and clerks. For more information, you can check the listing online at MonticelloUtah.org/jobs or call 435-587-2222. 2271. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a part-time surgical services clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024, 9:45 a.m. on this Monday morning. We've got the local sports report up next, looking at the weekend. I'm just going to go day by day, starting with Friday. Montezuma Cortez girls soccer team had a draw against Alamosa. 1-1 was the final in varsity softball action. Wayne beating Monticello 15-0, Grand County beating Paiute 11-1, and San Juan dropping a game against Gunnison Valley 11-7. Also on Friday in softball, Wayne beat Monticello 19-1 as well, as they had a doubleheader. Looking at some others, looks like San Juan beat Gunnison in the second of their doubleheader, and Grand beat Paiute in the second of their doubleheader. 12-1 for Grand over Paiute, 17-5 for San Juan over Gunnison. So that's softball. Looking at baseball scores, San Juan beat Monticello 15-0 on Friday. Grand County beat North Sevier 11-1 on the soccer field. Grand County beat Gunnison 4-2, and Parowan beat San Juan 6-0. That was all Friday. Looking at Saturday action, looks like Rangeley and Dove Creek had a doubleheader, with Rangeley winning both those games. Montezuma Cortez and Pagosa Springs, they also had a doubleheader, with Montezuma Cortez winning both of those games. Another winner for Montezuma Cortez, with the girls soccer team beating Pagosa Springs 2-1. And looking at some other games, softball, San Juan beat Altamont 9-6 and lost to Enterprise 16-0. And also this weekend, Grand County beat Parowan in soccer 5-2. So that's some of those results. And then, of course, besides that, there was big track meets happening in the area. The Bob Archibek Invite in Cortez took place over the weekend. Top finishers on the women's side include Pagosa Springs finishing first, Montezuma Cortez second, Ignacio third, Shiprock fourth, and Dolores fifth. Further down, Nucla finished seventh, Dove Creek eighth, and Mancus 10th. For the men's side, Montezuma Cortez won that home meet, and Pagosa Springs finished second, with Durango third, Ignacio fourth, and Dove Creek fifth. Shiprock finished seventh, Dolores eighth, Mancus ninth, and 10th for Nucla. And there was a big track meet that happened right here in Monticello. Lots of local teams participated in that. Number one team on the boys' side, San Juan. Next was Monticello. Grand County finished in third. Monument Valley fifth. Green River sixth, tied with Whitehorse, who also finished sixth. On the girls' side, San Juan finished in first. Grand County second, and Monticello third. North Sevier was fourth. Green River fifth, tied with Whitehorse, who was also fifth. And then Monument Valley in seventh place. So that was a busy weekend, and we'll be sure to report those full results in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record.
You can always tell track spectators this time of year, because they all have sunburns on one side of their face or something.
Yeah.
But it's the Red Rock Country, that we've got snow flurries in Monticello right now. So if you're bored with the weather in the Red Rock Country this time of year, just hang on. It'll change before you know it.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, like we said, it's going to be a cold day, and yeah, possible snow flurries. I was hoping it wouldn't come all the way down into Monticello, but no luck, I guess, huh?
Yeah. It's flurrying out there right now. Mm.
Well, very good. Well, again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We've also got the regional sports report. NBA concluded yesterday their regular season. And so, of course, the Utah Jazz, they ended their season with a record of 31-51. Looks like they're 8th in the NBA draft lottery odds. So, hoping that they'll be able to jump up a few spots, but that's how the Utah Jazz season ends. Meanwhile, the other two regional NBA teams, they're both in the playoffs. Denver Nuggets are the 2 seed with a record of 57-25 and hoping to defend their title. Phoenix Suns are the 6 seed. They just missed the play-in, getting a win in 7 of their last 10 that they won to jump out of the play-in, and so they're the 6 seed. They'll play the Minnesota Timberwolves in the opening round. The Denver Nuggets are going to take on one of two teams, either the New Orleans Pelicans or the Los Angeles Lakers, depending on how the play-in goes.
That's interesting. If you would have looked a month ago, Minnesota was number one, and the Suns were fading, and all of a sudden they're going to meet as a 3-6 seed. That'll be a great series.
Well, and it was all very close too. I mean, so again, the Nuggets finished with the record of 57-25. So did the Oklahoma City Thunder, but they had the tiebreaker. So the Thunder, the 1 seed, and the Timberwolves were just one game back from that, 56-26. So pretty evenly spaced there in the top of the West.
And, of course, it was Masters Golf over the weekend. Scottie Scheffler ran away with it. Man, he's a great golfer. It always, in my mind, it triggers the beginning of the golf season here in the Red Rock Country, or in the high altitude Red Rock Country. They had a big cleanup project at the hideout here in Monticello on Saturday. Whole bunch of people there. Anyway, it's golf season. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, even with snow flurries, Bill's going to declare it golf season. Well, good deal. Again, as part of the regional sports report, we've also got Major League Baseball. Over the weekend, the Colorado Rockies were in Toronto, and the Blue Jays winning that series, winning 2-1 over the Rockies. Colorado is now fifth in the NL West with a record of 4-12. Today they're in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies at 4:40 p.m. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're 8-8, second in the NL West. They went 2-1 over the weekend against the St. Louis Cardinals. And today they're hosting the Chicago Cubs. 7:40 is that opening pitch there in Phoenix.
And we have to mention the Arizona Coyotes are moving. The NHL team in Arizona is moving to Salt Lake. I think they're going to officially sign the papers here in the next day or two. But that's big news.
Yep.
Rhett Sifford's not been feeling well, but I think that'll probably make him feel a little bit better to have a NHL team that much closer to
go watch his Blues.
To watch his Blues, yeah.
When they come to Salt Lake. It's regional sports report. We don't always get the NHL. We don't often get the NHL. Usually it's when Rhett's in studio and I feel bad that we haven't. But that'll be we've had two teams in the region. We'll continue to have two teams. It'll just be a bit closer drive for the hockey fans.
And a bigger arena, too. It's exciting. I've read several articles saying, hey, you're going to become a hockey fan. And so, okay, test me.
We'll see.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That's going to do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.